Hi, can I speak with Pamela?
Speaking, who's calling, please?
It's Elliot calling from MMA Legal.
Hi.
We're inquiring with ourselves, you know, for the Scottish redress claim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, what would you need to do today, to be fair, Pamela? Is just confirm a few details with you, take a very brief statement, and we can look at obviously getting this process for you.
Uh-huh.
So, just to confirm, is it Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Miss Pamela Clifford?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the best email address I've got is pamgord@live.co.uk?
That's correct, yes.
Perfect, thank you. And can you just confirm your date of birth?
It's 23/08/1976.
Thank you. And just the door number and postal code that you currently live at as well?
IV170RT.
Zero Arthur Romeo T for Tango?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. And what number for Hale Aldous is that?
97.
97, perfect, thank you. So would you have been known by any other names when you was younger and in care?
No.
No. Perfect. And what age was it that you was placed into care?
It was either 3.5 or 4, but I've got all my records, because I've recently just got them all from the social workers, but I would need to go through it. I've been in care since the age of 3.5 or 4, right up until I was 16 and a half, in and out of care.
That's perfect. So, I mean, like I said, we will contact the local councils and, you know, get all the information, but if you've got it as well, it might obviously benefit, which is, you know, perfect. Just to confirm then, I know... Sorry?
On you go.
No, I was just going to say, sorry, I know obviously he's around 3 or 4 years old, but would you know your mother's and father's names?
Yeah, do I.
Yeah, what would they have been?
Right, my mother was Eileen Henderson.
Yeah.
And my father was George Clifford. But I didn't actually live with my mother, I lived with my father because my mother left us.
Okay, no, no. Yeah, not a problem. It's just obviously, you know, if it's on, like, any files or anything, like, when we're trying to locate your details, beyond there. So you said you was about 3 or 4. Do you know where you was first placed?
Brora. 11 Carl Crescent, Brora. Well, unless I was in any placements before that, but that was a regular one that I kept going back to.
And what was the place called, sorry?
Brora. B-R-O-R-A.
And that's in Kilmarnock, is it?
No, that's in Sutherland.
Yeah, just a moment. Yeah. And how long was you there for, roughly?
I was off and on there. It's difficult to explain because I think that was the first placement. And then I was here, there and everywhere around the whole of north of Scotland.
Yeah. But was you in different homes, or was it like...
I was in Kilpark Children's Home. That was the last one before I was released when I was 16. I've got all my paperwork, but I can't... That one's 84. Because I've just recently got all the files from the social workers.
Yeah. So did you say, like, loads of different homes, did you then?
It was more foster placements than children's homes.
Foster placement. And what areas was it? Was it always like the Sutherland, like Glasgow or Edinburgh? What area would it have been?
The furthest away was Sutherland, I think. I don't know. I haven't actually read all the children paperwork on me because some of it was quite daunting, to be honest. Because obviously I've just found stuff out that I didn't know.
Yeah, of course. Obviously the only reason why I was asking is... Basically, we can get all of the information by contacting the councils. We'll just need to know which councils to contact and, like, roughly what years you was, you know, in those areas.
Right, well, it's the address here is the Highland Region Council Social Work Department, Dingwall Division.
Yeah. And then you from around 4 till around 16, was it?
Yeah, I could have been younger than that.
But it would have always been around the Highlands area, would it, is what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Highlands Council. Because what we can do, obviously, I know it seems a bit complicated. I'm not going to ask you to be like, where was you, you know, in, like, 1985 or anything like that.
Funny you say that, because I've got the 1986 paperwork right in my hand.
No, so I was just going to say, obviously, what we use is we just contact the Highland Council. They'll have most of that information anyway, and we'll get it off them.
Right.
So, just one moment. He said it was around 4 years old till around 16, weren't it?
Yeah.
That's around... Yeah. So, yeah, if you can just explain a little bit about kind of like, you know, your experience and what you did experience during the time.
Oh, I don't even know what you want me to tell you. It wasn't the best. You're always treated different, aren't you? From every other kid in a foster placement.
Yeah.
As much as they try and make you fit in, you don't.
Yeah. And, like, what kind, you know, like, kind of any kind of abuse that you did suffer and things like that?
Pardon?
Any kind of, like, abuse that you did suffer during the time that you was obviously, you know, in foster care?
Not that I can call it. Yes, and they're going to disagree with me, so, do you know what I mean?
No, so it's not at all. So when it comes to these redress cases, I'll be completely honest with you, Pamela. I'm speaking to... you know, hundreds of different people a week that have been through similar things like yourself, things that you may have experienced during your time. So nobody's going to make you nobody's going to make you stand up in court and prove anything or anything like that. At the end of the day, and it's not like any specific family, you know, that you may have been fostered by that are going to get even in trouble or anything, to be honest. It's the government that are down for the neglect. At the end of the day, if you was put in a situation that left you unsafe, the Highlands Council, the people who put you in that situation, is the ones that...
There was only one, and that was... I was in Invergordon, the Candice. They were complete animals. Complete animals.
Right.
And when the man died, the woman actually tried to contact me a few years ago, but I don't want any contact with her. They were animals. And one of the children that lived with us, he ended up killing himself.
God, sorry to hear that. Do you remember their names?
Her name is Bobby, I can't remember. Bobby is all in the paperwork.
Yeah, that's fine, don't worry. Like,
I've got about 20,000 files here that I've not actually went through them all, to be honest.
Of course. So what we would need, basically, is just a brief description of kind of, like, you know, the what you would have experienced at the time when you was in Invergordon.
I was only young when I was in that placement. They used to get us up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go out and feed the animals, because it was a farm.
Yeah.
They were just brutes. You get locked in your room if you... They were just absolute animals. Absolute animals.
Yeah. They're kind of like... You were kind of like in prison or like the slave or something in a way. They'd lock you up.
Yeah.
They'd lock you in your room and make you just do loads of manual labour. Yeah. No worries. Was there any other times that they might have, like, you know, assaulted you or, like, hit you or anything like that?
We got taken out of there in the end because the man was abusive to the other child that was living with us, and there was a thing. But when I was taken off my father and placed in care, and my father knew that the woman was aggressive, didn't treat us right, and he made a lot of complaints because, I don't know, obviously he knew more. I was a child at the time, so...
Yeah.
But he knew it. But it will all be... It's all in the social work reports.
No, of course. Like I said, we will be able to get those reports and we'll have that information, but I just need to have a little bit of a description so we can get them, if that makes sense. And then obviously, like you said, he ended up beating one of the lads really badly and then you did end up getting took away from them.
I think it was... I think it was Bobby and Ian, but I can't remember to be... It was Kinsey's farm anyway, Invergordon.
Yeah, no worries. And is there any other houses, any other times you think you might have experienced any kind of abuse, whether that's mental, physical, you know, people just being mean to you when you was a child or...
There was one, but she's dead, so I'm not even going into it.
Yeah. But like I said, obviously, the claim itself is it's not against the woman who's, you know, now passed away. The claim is from the government, from the redress scheme. So I don't need
I was made a complaint about the social worker Bill Forbes because he locked me in a fucking bedroom in my foster placement in Coole Park.
Yeah.
And wouldn't let me out. And it must have been my father that I ended. He did.
She locked you in a cupboard. He locked you in a cupboard, did it? You know.
No, he locked me in my bedroom because obviously I was a troubled child.
Yeah.
And obviously I lived in Coole Park in foster parents, but my father also lived in Allness and all. So I used to like take off and go and see my dad. And obviously I was naughty one day. So when I came home, the social worker came and I tried to get out of the bedroom and he locked me in the bedroom.
I
ended up with another social worker after that.
Yeah, no worries after this. And like the woman who, you know, has passed away now, what happened with her? If you don't mind just explaining that a little bit.
Well, she was a Bible person.
Yeah.
Used to make me go to church and all that when I didn't want to go to church. But she drank every night and all, and then she accused me of hitting her daughter, which wasn't true.
Yeah.
But it was my word against them, and social workers are going to believe a foster parent before they believe a troubled child, aren't they?
Yeah. So she used to drink a lot.
She used to drink every night. She used to take her father up from Dundee and they used to sit and get drunk. But as I say, she's passed away now, so. And I'm not going to uproot that family.
And was she ever abusive at all?
She wasn't the nicest, verbally. Yeah.
She made false accusations that you'd hit her daughter, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so just so you're aware, obviously, when we make these claims as well, it's not like we're just, you know, like, clutching at straws, just hoping we're going to get you some money back or anything like that. Basically, if you have experienced some form of abuse, and obviously during your time in care, from what you've just told me, you have obviously experienced some kind of abuse during that time, then we will be looking at getting you some kind of compensation back. Now, the average refund at the moment, it is anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000. That's not to say that you're obviously...
Say all that again.
Yes, well, obviously, when we obviously look to make a claim for yourself, like I said, we're not just, like, hoping for the best that you're going to, you know, get some money back. Providing that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, then obviously you will be getting some money back from the redress scheme. We will be looking at compensating you.
Mm-hmm.
The average refund at the moment is anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000. Obviously, that's not to say that you're...
I qualify for that.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. But like I say, it could be more, it could be less. It just depend, obviously, on your circumstances and things and, you know, a few different factors as well, to be completely honest with you. So, like, in regards to taking details and things, that's all I'm going to need from you for now, to be completely honest. Just one more thing, just to confirm. You don't... Sorry, just one moment. I've not put your address in. You said it's 97 Firhill, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Just to confirm, you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness at the moment, do you?
What do you mean, terminal? I've got thyroid.
Like, you've not got, like, cancer or, you know, anything that's going to kill you, have you?
No.
No, perfect.
I am BPD.
Yeah. No, that's perfectly fine, then. And just to confirm as well, then, just one more thing that we do need to confirm, obviously, touch wood, but if anything was to happen to yourself during the next, like, 12 months or so at the time of this claim, we do just like to put, like, a beneficiary down, somebody who would receive the money on your behalf.
Yeah.
If anything was, yeah. Who would you like us to put down for yourself?
My daughter.
Your daughter, perfect. What's her name?
It's Lakeisha Apsley.
Would you just spell that for me?
L-A-K-E-I... S-H-A.
Yeah.
And it's actually L-A-P-S-L-E-Y.
Perfect. Thanks. And would you have her contact number to hand at the moment, or she'll just put
What's
yours
your
down?
Number, Lakeisha? 0799.
Yeah.
198.
815. Perfect. Thank you. So, yeah, like, in regards to details and things, that's everything that we will need to get this claim, you know, processed for you. One more thing that we, just a couple of more things that we do need from yourself, though, Pamela, is we do need a proof of ID. So whether that's a driver's license, a passport, even a bus pass.
Yeah.
And then just a proof of address as well. So any letter that you've got that has your name and address and is also dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And then basically, once I've got them, I'm just going to send a form out to your text for you to sign. Once that's signed, we'll look into everything straight away for you.
Right.
So my passport's got
my address on it.
No, passport doesn't have an address, I don't think. But So if you wanted to send a passport and a driver's license, that'd be fine. But we would need we can use like one for each. You see.
Right, that's fine. I can do that.
Yeah, perfect. So what I've done is I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp now. If you can just take a picture of those two and send them over, and whilst you're doing that, I'm going to get the form sent out for you to sign.
Right, okay, 2 seconds. I'll just grab my bag. It's got my... Michael, where's my passport, please? I'll just get my driver's license. All this paperwork from the social workers that I've just received, it's quite daunting. Because obviously there's stuff in it that I didn't know.
Yeah. No,
you know,
yeah. Is there anything that you might want to mention that you've seen in there that we can add on, or?
I've only just started reading it, to be honest. I'm still trying to, because obviously there was five of us. There's five siblings, and we were all separated apart. Well, me and my brother were together for short periods of time, and then we were separated.
Yeah.
When I was the same, my mum left me when I was 17 months old. Right, so I've got my passport and I've got my...
driver's licence.
I've got my passport and my driver's licence. So do you want me just to take a photo of both on WhatsApp?
Yeah, if you can just take two separate photos for me and just send them over on WhatsApp. Yeah, I have sent you a message already.
Right, I've sent you. You can let me know about that.
Yeah, that driver's license. Is there any? I think that should be fine, actually, to be fair. I don't think the flash is covering much anyway. That should be fine.
How do you turn the flash off? Oh, I can't try it like that. There's my passport. I'm going to send you the license again without the flash.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Right, that's both of them done.
Brilliant. Thank you. Did you say that you did have brothers who was also in care at the time as well?
Yeah, I've got three brothers and a sister, but I don't actually speak to them.
No, don't worry. I was going to say, we won't contact them at any point, like, off our own accord. I was going to say, if you did speak to them, we could have obviously, contacted them. But can I at least just take their names as well, just because they might be on, the right documents
as well? Yeah,
they're
all of these. Well, there's only... I'll give you my two brothers, because my third brother, he's my half-brother. And actually, my granny and granddad kept him, rather than him going to care. But my brother's name is Vincent Clifford.
Yeah.
Mark Clifford, and it's M-A-R-C.
Yeah.
And my sister's called Deborah. Deborah Clifford.
And Deborah Clifford is... Right, just one moment then, so...
Is there any more information that you need of me to say? Because I've actually got an appointment.
But that's everything. The only thing is just one more thing quickly. I'm just going to send a form to your text messages. It'll take about 30 seconds to sign.
Right.
Just one moment, because it's just sending there for some reason. And once that's signed, that'll be literally everything that we need. And just
okay, dokie.
Yeah, sorry, it won't be literally 2 minutes. I'm just making sure that all the details are in correctly. And I will let you get on with your day after that.
Okay, don't. Oh.
Yeah. Save. ago. I just not clicked. I just not answered the very last question, so it wouldn't send on me. That was all.
Oh no, okay.
Yeah. So just so you're aware, this form you're going to receive a text in one moment. It basically gives us the authority to get all of your documents that I believe you've already got. But also, it does mention about our fees as well. So just so you're aware, Pamela, we do work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis. So we will never charge you if you're unsuccessful. In a successful case, it is just 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so if you can just check your text messages for me now, you should have just received the link to the document.
I did.
Really simple, to be fair. The document will load just underneath the blue box. If you just scroll down, just a big white box to add your signature in.
Right. How do I delete that? Because I've made a mistake.
You should just say just above clear signature, tap to clear or something like that. Or even I think if you just tap out the page, it usually clears it.
Right, hold on. I did. That's it. So how do I send that?
And then just see the big blue button that says execute all documents. If you just tap that, it'll just sign them all automatically for you.
I think that's it done.
Yeah, it should say signing complete. Well, yeah, I'll come from my end there, yeah. So that's everything for now. Just so you're aware, what will happen from here now is we'll send it off to the redress scheme. Usually takes about 7 to 10 days for them to get back to us. Then the solicitors will give you a quick call just to let you know that the case has been accepted. Once they give you that call, they will just kind of quietly work in the background, do the claim for you. Takes around 12 months in total, so you'd expect to see any type of money back. So just before I do let you go, I do just need to make you aware as well that there are three ways that you can make a claim for the redress scheme. You can do it yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who gets paid up to £2,000 by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement like we've just agreed. So like we did just mention, obviously, so that's 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total.
Okay.
Perfect. So other than that, like I said, we'll let you go to your appointment now. You have yourself a lovely day and somebody will give you a call probably next week or the week after just to let you know that the case has been accepted, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. You have a great day today then, Pamela. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.